Welcome to the official podcast of PHP Architect. Join us to listen to the latest news and tech talk from our conferences, the magazine, and wider PHP community.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the official podcast of PHP Architect. I am one of your hosts, Eric Van Johnson, and with me is John Congdon.
A very distracted John Congdon, that would be.
I think we both are a little distracted today. this podcast focuses on all things PHP web development. Occasionally, we'll talk about baseball. Good chance that's happening today. We also touched on the larger PHP community and the general life of being a developer. And, of course, we're going to talk about our company, PHP Architect, the magazine, the conference, the swag, the work, all that great stuff. We record live every Thursday around 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you don't join us live, head over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/phparch. Join us in our Discord at discord.phparch.com, and you can be part of that live show as we stream. And while you're there on our YouTube channel, please subscribe. We've been getting a nice little tick up in subscriptions lately, so thank you for all that. I have some theories on why. Our podcast is made a little better thanks to our partners over at Displace. Displace is a thing. Where's my Displace read? Displace Infrastructure know. Management Simplified. Automate Kubernetes deployments across all cloud providers or bare metal with a single command, deploy, manage, and scale your infrastructure with ease. We'll talk more about Displace a little later. Is that it, John? Did I say all the things?
Yeah, Chris is saying hi from the wrong platform. Yes, I am very confused now. You threw the show completely off. Thanks a lot, Mr. Miller.
Facebook, no less. Holy smokes. Yeah. I think, don't worry,
Chris. Duck Nizzle's doing your job in Discord, given the warning before the show.
We do owe a congratulations out to Chris and Mike. I am not sharing my stuff correctly, though. That's part of the problem.
They had their first
live stream this week, which went off, I thought, pretty well. It's always exciting to do a live stream. And so they got theirs out. The cool thing about it, so they were live streaming, or the show was going to live stream fortnightly. But since they were just starting up, you know, I asked them to pre-record some shows and get comfortable with one another and in their flows and all that. So they actually have a like nice little backlog of shows they've recorded, and I think they're still recording more.
Wow.
So I think I have suggested to them that we start releasing a recorded one on the weeks that they don't live stream. So yep. For the next few weeks, there'll probably be a live and kicking every week, either live or kicking.
Yeah, they announced it at the end of their live stream on Tuesday. So that was their plan as well.
Where they spoke with Gina Banyard, another internals person, part of the PHP Foundation, and a very talkative individual themselves. So we've had like two very talkative UK people lately. It was nice. Always good.
It helps make a show go.
Yeah, for sure.
As Jim did for us last week.
Yep. For those who are wondering why John and I might be a little distracted, what is going on with Trello? Why can't I drag a car? What's
happening? How did he come down with that?
Okay, I got it. Holy smokes. Why John and I are a little distracted, we have game three of the wild card playoffs in baseball here in the U.S., and our San Diego Padres are playing the Cubs. They're at a 1-1 tie right now as far as games go. So this is it. This is wild card. It's only best of three. There's not a best of five or best of seven. So whoever wins today moves on. And it's not looking so good.
Oh, Arise, why'd you do that? So, sorry.
You're ahead of me. I don't understand. And it doesn't help that if you've been watching the show, you know I've been having connectivity issues since moving to the new office. Matter of fact, as the intro music was playing, I totally dropped off, like a very long outage. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun one, especially if I die and John's still watching TV and doesn't realize that I had dropped off, which is going to be hurt a little bit, but it could happen.
Nah, we're good.
How are things going with you, John?
Oh, that's a loaded question right there. Supernova, you can't go with the Cubs, bastard. Although they're playing really well right now. Well, we just got a hit. Loaded question. I've been learning new things that I've been sharing with you lately, and I've been struggling with Free Switch in numerous ways, and it's been frustrating. Again, because I've got probably close to 30 years of experience with Asterisk, which is similar, just different. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I want to do this that I could do very easily in Asterisk, and I just can't figure out how to do certain things. Right now, I can't get a phone call to stay connected longer than 30 seconds. It just...
That could be a problem.
Right at 30 seconds, it's like, peace out, see ya. Yeah, so that's a problem. I got transcription, real-time transcription working, and I got it working, moving from one provider to another provider. So I was super excited about that, just that it worked. But yeah, this 30-second thing, and I've used many different AI tools to try and help me figure it out. And each one says, oh, this is it right here.
With so much confidence.
You're right, that didn't work. Let me do this for you. Nope, that doesn't work. I think it comes down to I'm running it in Docker, and I don't know enough about Docker.
Well, you have team members that know a lot about Docker. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I may reach out to them. Mm-hmm. So what I've determined is it's within the SIP phone handling, which is just the protocol to handle a phone call where the service provider is hitting us with SIP saying, hey, we have this phone call, whatever, and we need to send an ACK saying, okay, got the message, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't going out. So I feel like it's something to do with networking for Docker, but I'm running in host mode, so it should just work, and I don't know why it's not, and it's driving me nuts. I have somebody that knows Free Switch really, really well, and he seems to be MIA when I need him. He's like, he pops in when I first talked to him like a week and a half or 2 years ago. He was giving me all sorts of alternatives, like, oh, you don't want to use Free Switch, you want to use this. I'm like, but why? I'm like, no, you keep pushing Free Switch and I'm finally using it. And now you're telling me not to. After I told him what I was doing, he goes, oh yeah, you're right. Free Switch is the right choice. And then when I reach back out, he's the one that told me about, we're not sending back the ACK messages. Great. Thanks. Let me research that. So I do some more work and then I reach back out to him and he's like, all right, show me the code base and give me access. Give that to him. Nothing happens. He's like, he asked me some more questions. So I thought he was actively working on it, trying to help me. And when I reached out to him, he was like, oh yeah, hopefully I can get to that either tonight or tomorrow. I'm like, oh, I thought you were actively working on this with me. What a waste of my time. So not only do I have this, like I have deadline end of month for two big projects. Mm-hmm. This being one of them, like getting a proof of concept for this thing we're building. And the second one is they want to change their provider for sales tax from, they're currently using Avalara and they're going to move to Stripe's tax engine.
Mm.
But because of the contract with Avalara ending, like it's time sensitive. So it needs to be done by the end of the month.
Right.
It's like, we've known about this for how long?
God, I never even thought of that, but like having a service just to manage taxes, like how you tax something.
Yeah. Well, taxes are such a pain in the butt. I mean, mm-hmm. from knowing all the tax laws, like depending on the state or the county or the city, depending on how much you sell into each one of those specific areas determines whether you need to collect sales tax or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have an employee that lives in that state, then you have to collect sales tax.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if we sell anything in Tennessee right now, we would have to collect sales tax?
Yep.
What? We have to start firing people, John.
I know. That's what I said.
Jeez. That's crazy. I never thought of that.
Yep. That's part of all the paperwork. When somebody gets hired, I got to do a foreign entity. So basically say, hey, we're a business. We're in California, but we're doing business within your state. And I have to apply for a sales tax license and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I never really, I knew we had to pay like the state taxes and all that other stuff. And I knew that's why we had these entities. I didn't realize we had to start paying sales tax because of that. If we sold stuff in that state, that's nuts. It's funny because the way you said that, I almost had the exact same conversation with one of our clients in a meeting today where they focus on parking enforcement, right? And apparently there's all these rules around if you cite somebody when you can tow them. So just throwing out random numbers, but if the thing is after citing somebody three times, you can tow their car. But depending on the state you're in, if you're citing somebody for the third time, but it's the first time you cited them that day, then you can't tow their car. Like there's all these like crazy little rules, and you know we're developing some software around this, and there's existing software for this. They have an existing app. I'm like, that's nuts. I'm like, does the existing app do that? And he was like, no. I'm like, that seems like that's a problem. Wait, what? So yeah, it was like you said, the exact same thing. Like no state is exactly the same. And there's all these weird rules. Like, you know, you can't cite, you know, some states, like you can't cite it more than three times a day or something like that.
Or on the third Monday following the first Tuesday.
Yeah. 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 And when Saturday has a T in it. Yeah. All these weird things, man. So, yeah, it's frustrating because we're really, really getting down to the nitty gritty and, you know, like having to address what everybody acknowledges is an edge case, but is it the edge case that we have to address on this app that, you know, we finally have it in beta. They've been giving it to customers. The customers are loving it. Like they're loving the new app. A bunch of great feedback, you know, just positive feedback just in general about the look and feel of it, but also great feedback of, you know, it would be nice if it had this and had that, which is exactly what we've been wanting, right? It's like, okay, like we don't know what they want until they tell us, you know? It's like we can give them what we think they want, but we really need to put the app in their hand and hear what they say. And it's just been, it's the first time I've been this hands-on with a product that's just going out to the general public. It's not like a web page, you know what I mean? Like right. It's a device driven thing. And it's been exciting. Like I'm really happy, but it's to the point, like we're so close to having everything right now. Hmm. And we just, you know, it seems like every week it's like, oh yeah, there's this thing, you know, it's just like, damn. Well,
it's also getting the customer to understand the difference between MVP and beta.
yeah, we had that conversation last week. Yeah, so yeah, it's been a kind of an exciting week all week, like just crazy stuff, just dealing, you know, just I gotta take a moment and say I've always been very proud of our team. at PHP Architect and the things we're accomplishing. And this week just kind of took it to a whole nother level. Not only like just the internal, you know, stuff that's going on with the team itself, but I think just the resource pool we have now, the knowledge we have on the team, where people, it's starting to be like what we always envision. Like, it's, you know, it's not one person on an island. It's, you know, everybody has like their special skill set. They're really good at, you know, maybe something that other people aren't. And we discovered, you know, Chris, who is our newest, right? The newest hire. Well, technically we have a newer one, but they're not a developer. You know, we discovered that they actually have a lot of mobile development skills, which we have been needing for years, because that's like what has always been like a weak spot for us, in the sense that we've only had one mobile developer who understood the frameworks we worked on in mobile. That's why we're so excited of the idea of native PHP mobile, because we feel like, you know, we can all start to contribute to mobile development, but we're not there yet. And neither is native PHP mobile, right? There's, you know, missing stuff that are kind of essential. But we discovered that Chris does have, not only does Chris have a skill set in mobile development, which Brooks, our established mobile developer, you know, would have enjoyed, but he has specific knowledge, real world experience with the framework we're using in mobile development. So Brooks was struggling with a issue this week. And I told him, I'm like, hey, you know, Chris has some experience. I'm going to loop him in on the mobile channels. We have so many channels in our Slack now. I don't think people realize how many channels we have, because, you know, they're all in their like individual channels. And yeah, Brooks just told me today, he was like, man, you know, thanks for bringing Chris in. He was a huge help. It was great to talk to him and troubleshoot and have somebody to kind of, you know, kick ideas off of and get some feedback on. So there's that. I know Joe is always swooping in and helping with Docker. And I mean, it's just everybody. It's just starting to click so well, where I'm waiting for somebody to quit. Like, everything is going too good. Like, somebody important is going to quit. I know it. Damn it.
You were just giving Chris praise, and I'm looking over in Discord and see that he wrote, "Sip and Docker, always a fun thing to do." Chris, does that mean you have experience in that as well? And if so, let's talk.
Again, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, I don't think I've told you this, John. You will know that I had a unfortunate incident at my house months ago where my first floor had flooded. It was horrible too, because I've never had to deal with anything like that. Like, it's just, I've never had to deal with something on that scale being busted and all that. And I was naive. I'm like, okay, I guess this will be repaired in like a month or two. We'll, you know, call insurance. They'll, you know, figure this out all out. They'll rip it up, put a new one down. We'll be done, right? No. That's not how it works. And we have been going, you know, months. Matter of fact, TJ Miller and his family came out after Laricon, stayed with us. And I felt so bad, because not only did I have that issue with the first floor going to crap, and like half of it's torn up, all the walls are torn down. The guest bedroom on the first floor, that bathroom had a separate but just as severe issue. And fortunately, the people who were helping me with the big thing had came out that day. I'm like, hey, I have this is happening here, where, you know, it's you know, basically a toilet had kind of overflowed and it flooded that bathroom, just the bathroom. And they're like, oh yeah, we got to tear all this up now. And all that got torn up. So like, we had two bathrooms downstairs and now we have none. And it's just been a nightmare. And TJ and his family were so great. And, you know, because, you know, I'm like feeling really bad about it. I'm like, hey man, sorry. You know, you can still sleep in the bedroom, but you gotta go, you know, use this bathroom and all. And it's been that way for months. Like I said, I think this happened back in June. In October. So yesterday, I hear from the people who are helping put everything back together. So they came out, they tore everything up. Hey, Native PHP, Simon or Shane, just talked about you guys. They came, tore everything up, and my house has just been like looking like a war zone for the last few months, right? Mm-hmm. So those people came out yesterday. You know, I got a phone call. And they're like, "Hey, can I come by with some floor samples?" I'm like, "Yeah, that would be great. I would love to have some floor samples." And so he comes out and he has another person with him, and you know, they're showing us the floor samples, and then he's like, "Okay, you know, this is, you know, Lopez is gonna, we're gonna start, you know, packing everything up and so we can do construction." I'm like, "Oh, okay. When's that start?" He goes, "Now." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, we're gonna get a trailer. A trailer's gonna come to your house, you know, one of the shipping containers, and we'll get that all set up. And then tomorrow we'll have packers come out and pack up your house." And I'm like, "Well, wait. Well, we're not like mentally ready for this yet, but sure." So that's now happened. And like, it's
after being so slow for so long, and now it's like go.
And it's now 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, and I have nothing in my first floor of my house anymore. I had four couches, I had, you know, rugs, I had tables. It's all gone. They put it all, like, our downstairs is nothing to us anymore. There's no reason for us to be there. Like, I could literally move tomorrow and have half my house with me. So it's weird because, yeah, it's, I'm going to date myself, but when I was younger, there was a movie called The Money Pit, and I think it was Tom Hanks, and I forget who the wife was.
Shelley
Long, was that it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. And they buy a fixer-upper, and every contractor that comes out there for every job, when asked how long it's going to take, they say 2 weeks. And it goes on for years, right? And they end up getting divorced and all this other stuff. But no matter how long it had been going on, the next time they had asked how much more time, it was always 2 weeks. So I asked the guy yesterday, I'm like, "Wait, I'm like, how long is all this going to take?" He goes, "Oh, about 2 weeks." I'm like, "Wait, is that like some inside joke with you guys? It's not funny." So, yeah. I feel bad for Beck. Those who know my beautiful wife works nights, and they're out, you know, we didn't have the house, like, they have to keep the house open because, like, the front door and everything open because they're taking stuff out to this shipping container, and we have animals, you know, we have cats that can't go outside because coyotes and all sorts of nasty things, and then I have a dog that's just flat out a flight risk. This dog tries to escape whenever she has a collar with a GPS on it because she used to always get away from us. So we had to figure out how to keep them upstairs. The cats were easy. We just put them in the bedroom, shut the door. But the dogs, it's like, this house is not designed to keep a dog on the second floor. So we've been doing that. Yeah, man, it's just been absolutely bonkers. I'm really excited. Oh, so my wife. So not only did they move everything out, but they're having to replace the whole floor and the whole downstairs. So even the walls that they didn't already tear apart because of water, they're now taking off the floorboarding for all the walls. So they're down there hammering like crazy. And Beck's messaging, I'm like, "Just put some earplugs in, take some sleeping pills." And it's going to be like this for like weeks now, you know?
Time to go do a staycation somewhere.
I tell you, if we didn't have the dog, man, I definitely would get an Airbnb somewhere and just do that.
You can find an Airbnb. You can find an Airbnb that would accept a dog.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to have to live upstairs for the next couple of weeks. I know that sounds snotty. It's like, "Oh, you have an upstairs to live in, bastard." But
yeah.
It's funny because Beck and I, when all this happened, I moved my office upstairs. Beck has always had her office upstairs, And so we have like a little, she has a refrigerator in her office, like one of these little refrigerators, not a full refrigerator. I mean, it's a good size. It has a freezer and a fridge in it. We have a coffee machine. We have an ice maker. We used to have a microwave up here, but that busted. So we have like, we could survive up here if we need to.
Sounds like it. Jeez.
Like nuclear fallout happened down there. We don't have to go downstairs.
I used to joke about you having all the East Wing and the West Wing. Man. Yep. All right. I guess it's not a joke. It's for real. Got the upstairs wing.
All right. You know what else is not a joke? We're going to do, this is why you want to listen live. And this is why you want to partner with PHP Architect because of what I'm about to do. So first thing, let's hear from our great partners over at Displace.
Thank you to our partners over at Displace Technologies. Building PHP applications is your passion. Managing cloud infrastructure shouldn't be your headache. Displace is your partner in cloud infrastructure orchestration, giving solo developers and small teams the tools and automation to deploy enterprise-grade Kubernetes clusters without the enterprise-grade complexity or cost. Their CLI tool streamlines everything from local development to fully managed cloud deployments on AWS, Azure, Google Cloud Platform, and more. Skip the steep learning curve of Docker, Kubernetes, and Terraform. Let their automation free you to focus on your core business without losing control of your infrastructure. Get started at displace.tech. That's displace.tech. And discover how the right tools can eliminate the need for a full DevOps team.
Thanks, Displace. That's all right, John. I'll take care of it. Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, Displace.
Thank you, Displace. I actually got a message. I got distracted. I'm sorry.
All right. So Discord, or anybody who's listening, but you know, Discord is obviously, I would honestly like your feedback on something. I never hide this stuff. I'm trying to be pretty straightforward. I created some AI versions of the partner reads because as great of a job that John does, and he does do a great job, I feel like you're already listening to us for an hour. I wanted to change the voice to like, especially people who are listening to the audio podcast where they're like, hey, wait, who's this person? You know, kind of get people to listen. We don't have a lot of people on our team with delicate female voices. And the ones we do have very little interest in doing partner reads for us. So I created some with AI. I would love your feedback on this one. Now I created two. I don't remember if it's Displace or PHP Score. One, I sped it up a little because I felt like the read was taking too long. So I was trying to be a little quicker. So if it's fast, this would be that one. And feel free to say you like it, but it's too fast, or you just don't like it. But I'm just curious the feedback because, yes, 11 Labs native PHP. Perfect. Yes, exactly. But I am curious how you all feel about this. So I'm gonna play one of them for you right now, this one.
If you're building PHP applications, chances are you're not in love with managing infrastructure. That's where displace.tech comes in. Their intuitive CLI tool takes the pain out of Kubernetes and cloud orchestration. Whether you're solo or part of a small team, displace.tech gives you superpowers, minus the DevOps headache and overhead that typically come along with it. Get up and running in minutes and deploy like a pro. Try it now at displace.tech. That's displace.tech.
And that was the more AI one. So John, right off the bat, like shot it down because he felt it was too AI. And I tend to agree with him. What happened?
Sarah. Why do I got to be a chick? Maybe I want to hear
Barry
some
White.
Dulcet, White. Barry White.
Awesome.
I tried recording that way the first couple times, and Eric said, stop.
So that's definitely the more that, so that was the slower, more AI one. I'm going to play the one I did for PHP Score just because it's a different voice. And I think it's the one I sped up. So check this one out.
Every application accumulates technical debt over time. It's a natural part of building and growing. But when too much of it piles up, your team slows down, bugs linger, and progress feels harder. The smart way forward is to measure it. Think of phpscore.com like a credit score, but for your code base. At phpscore.com, you'll get a clear, measurable score that shows how you're managing technical debt. And with ongoing monitoring, phpscore.com helps keep your PHP applications healthy and future ready. Go to phpscore.com to get a free technical debt score and monitoring for all of your PHP applications today.
Okay, so those are the two reads. I like the second one a little more, but I feel like it sounds less AI-ish, but I also think I might have sped it up too much. Now, I will also say, since native PHP recognized very quick that this was 11 labs, that trying Nicole. So this is what I was about to say, native PHP. I do everything on the free tier just because we're paying way too much for AI services now. John and I actually realized that today. It's like, what the hell? So like, we're paying too much for AI services, and it's not super expensive, but we don't do it enough. Like, we wouldn't need it enough where I could justify paying for it. So I don't have the premium voices. So yeah.
Sounds like we're about to, though.
Nicole is free. Okay. All right. I might have to track down Nicole then. I did try some new ones. So let me know what you guys think. We're probably going to stick with John's reads for now. I also like the background I have for that. I'm not going to play the whole thing again, but check out the video behind it.
If you're building PHP applications, chances are you're...
So Displace got us their assets, and it just looks... I love the video on that one. It looks good. If you're listening to the audio podcast, sorry, you have to watch... Join us live or watch the YouTube to see the videos. But okay. Yeah. So yeah, let me know what you guys think as far as the AI reads. I would be curious. I might continue to play with it a little bit.
All right. I put on PHP Tech TV to talk about next, only for a couple of reasons. Only for...
Because it's awesome?
That sounded weird. Because it is. It also sparked some fun discussion earlier this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just all around authentication. So the big thing being...
Oh, authentication.
who was it? Was it OFFS that said that they weren't able to watch videos when they went on vacation because they used their company email address and they don't want to log into their company email on vacation. So I replied to that saying, oh, we have username and password now, which I realized I was 100% incorrect on. We do not have that.
Yeah.
But
you and I technically do, but oh man, look at this. We have Inception going now. It's us watching us. You and I technically do. Yeah. But the general public does not.
Right.
And we did go over this where, once you do get logged in, you can actually connect your GitHub and Google account. You can log in. You should be able to log in with your GitHub and Google account, even if it's not connected to your PHP Tech TV account yet, if it's the same email address. And then it should auto-connect. I don't know if I tested that. But more importantly, and I think you would OFF... whatever, you would have still needed to log into your work account. You can actually connect your GitHub. No. Stop talking. But the big issue, especially with corporate gigs, was the magic link. A lot of these email servers who were protecting people would click on the link to make sure it was a valid link and it wasn't spam. And the problem with the magic link is when they were doing that, they were then invalidating that magic link. And it had been a problem for the last couple of...
Oh, no, we lost you. It's been a problem for the past couple of years for that very reason. We were sending them, especially enterprise mail servers were invalidating the link. Excuse me. I point out that we have this option now. But to me, the interesting part was Sarah pointing out that magic links kind of turn your email into a clear text email and password. And that's true. But to a point, because somebody has to have access to your email and then know you have a service on another account. Not the hardest thing to do, looking in somebody's, you know, archived messages to find out where they have accounts. But there's also the fact that we don't have any information about you.
Yeah.
So being hacked on our system should hopefully be a lot less scary than being hacked on your bank account.
It's funny you said you lost me there, because I never lost you. I listened to you talk that entire time.
Oh, yeah. You froze up for about five to 10 seconds.
We did do away with the magic links. Now it will send you a verification code in your email. You guys can actually, if you move fast enough, you might be able to log in as me. I think it dies.
You don't really have to demo it.
I'm demoing it. Do a verification code, boom, you're in. Just like that. So yeah, magic links are gone. Really happy to have done that. We're not doing username and password because I just don't feel like managing that crap. And I swear to God, if I did username and password, I would force everybody to do 2FA. It drives me nuts people don't do 2FA. So I'm fighting with everything I have not to implement username and password there. Yeah, but it's good.
I think those two options are probably well enough.
Yeah.
The three options, you have the enter a code.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's all I want to say about it. It was a fun discussion. Another reason to join us over in Discord.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're watching live, we haven't said it, but scrolling along the bottom, you can get the PHP magazine now for $1.99 a month for the first 12 months. So,
or 12 years. We're never really sure.
No. Monthly, $1.99 a month for 12 months. I use promo code podcast-3.
Okay. Before we talk about other PHP stuff, I have company things still. I want to try to guilt you into something.
Okay.
You feel like sharing anything?
I don't know what you're talking about, but sure, go for it. What are we sharing?
Well, you would have to share it because I can't blow it up myself right here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't mess with me, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I really don't. I'm serious.
The thing that you got this week?
Oh, yeah. You literally, I gotta blow it up.
Well, I don't have the picture. I think I still have the picture on.
You have the picture in
Slack, right?
Slack, yeah.
Did you do the other one?
No, I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, you haven't opened the other one?
It's a pain in the ass to fold them back up in the same way to get them into the bag correctly.
Let me
I just got that one done today.
Can I just copy, like, are the images public if I do that? They are public. Did you know that?
No, they're not.
They 100% are. I just copied the link. I'm going to go in incognito to see. Maybe I'm authenticated in the browser. Yeah, that's it. I'm authenticated in the browser.
I was going to say.
That terrified me. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no way.
Check out our newest toy. We actually have two of them. I'm sharing it, right?
That's fine.
And
I ain't scared.
If you're going to be at Longhorn, you're going to see the other one. But this is the PHP Tech one, and I think it's so funny. Like, this is your house. Like, it just like is pushing up against the ceiling.
Yeah, it was definitely pushing up against the ceiling.
Yeah, it's a PHP Tech bouncy house. You can go in here and jump around.
Yep. Pretty much.
I don't even remember how this came up. And it was just like one of these things, like John and I are talking, and it was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if we did this. And like in my head, I remember thinking, I'm sure this thing's like $10,000 or whatever. And, you know, John's like messaging me, hey, man, they're only this much. I'm like, dude, we gotta do it.
It turned out so good, too. I'm happy with it.
This one looks really good. Yeah.
It's just a little louder than I'd like, so I'm not sure how it's going to work. So we will find out here in a
pump is, right? The
Yeah, there's a blower in it that's blowing it up.
That has to run continuously. Yeah.
Right. We may be asked to turn it off at Longhorn, so get there early. We're only there for a day and a half anyway, so.
Yeah, we are dipping out a little early at Longhorn. So make sure you come see us, get your stickers, get all that other swag we'll bring. The other thing is the Architect A, which is what we'll take to Longhorn. I'm really, really interested to see what that one looks like. But yeah, cool stuff. I just like doing I've never run a company where I was responsible for thinking of and doing this sort of thing. So I just enjoy it.
I'm gonna put them out with my Halloween decorations. Just have them blown up in my yard the whole time.
You'd be like, I don't get it.
Aren't you scared? Come on.
Yeah. So what do you got? Where's this ticker from? Where did you get that?
Under captions. Would you like me to turn it off? I'll turn it off.
I don't have it. This is the only one I have. Oh. I don't have that one. Oh.
I created it while you were talking at some point, so
I'm not okay with that.
Log out and log back in, you'll have it.
Yeah, that's true, probably. Okay. Let's see, what else we got going on here?
You moved a couple of cards over.
I did. You want to talk about cards? Let's talk about cards. Let's talk about this one. Let's talk about the PHP Foundation. I think this is interesting. They are wanting to do a refresh for the 8.5 release page. This conversation actually got, matter of fact, you see it down here. You know, redesign PHP.net? So PHP.net, I think, did recently, and recently as in the last couple of years, PHP.net. Didn't it? Yeah. This is a new design. So this design here is not that old. It definitely is a lot more modern than what it used to look like. I see. The release pages are, they're just pretty basic, actually. Or is that the release page, or that's just like the download?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. Anyways, JetBrains, PHP Foundation. Yeah, they've been getting a lot of feedback on potentially doing a new design, and they want to do it for the 8.5 release, which I think is really cool. And they're going to monetize it. Like, they're going to pay somebody to whoever's design they pick. JetBrains has, donated $1,000 as a prize for that design. So I think it's cool. I like it. I like the idea. This link will be in the show notes. It has all the information you need if you want to partake, because we do know that we have some very talented people who listen to us. Yeah, there's somebody had, I think maybe this was it. Let me see. Nope, that wasn't it. There was a mock-up somewhere, I remember, where I'm like, oh, yeah, that would look, oh, I think it's in here. Yeah, I'm not sharing that one. Somebody had done this mock-up here. I'm like, yeah, that would actually look really cool. This is very, very, modern looking. And so I get what they're doing. I think it's a great idea. If you're somebody in the community who enjoys doing this sort of thing, check it out. It will be, like I said, it's on the PHP Foundation's website, but we'll also put it in our show notes as well. And yeah, please. I mean, this is, we lose sight of the fact that this is an open source project that's built by the people in the community. And we can't always contribute to things like internals. I'm personally not a C programmer. I know there's always documentation and stuff like that. Matter of fact, that's what if you do want to contribute to internals, again, go watch the live stream from Tuesday of Alive and Kicking. That they had a long conversation about internals and how to contribute, but
in more ways than just C code,
right?
Tests for everything, and documentation and translations. There's lots of ways to contribute.
Yeah, and this is just another one of those ways. And it's in. If you're a PHP developer, if you're a web developer, it's probably in your wheelhouse. So check it out. yeah, I strongly encourage you to do that. What else do I have? Oh, yeah. This is a thing, too. Where's that at? Let's share that. The new Forge has been released. I logged into our Forge account, and it's there. So what's interesting is that it still had interfaces that tied into Envoyer. And we had this conversation after Laracon, and I haven't actually had an opportunity to talk to anybody from Laravel on this. Matter of fact, I've been begging Nuno to join us on this podcast. I'm going to not stop begging him until he's on this podcast, but I'll try to get Nuno on here. Maybe we can ask him these sort of questions, but I'm really curious about where Envoyer lands in the Laravel paid services landscape, because with the new Forge, it does have the zero downtime deployment now, which is all really Envoyer did. I'm not sure I understand if there's
that's all we used it for. There's probably other uses for it.
No, it's, I mean, there's some basic monitoring and stuff, but no, it's really just that. That's all Envoyer really was. So yeah. It's cool. I haven't really played with it a lot. It's been a while since we've spun up new servers as well. I don't get this. I understand the Laravel community is built a little differently. And John and I even had a conversation at Laracon. But between Forge and Cloud, they just rant and rave about how quickly you can spin up a server and have your Laravel app deployed. I'm like, yeah, don't care. Like, I don't care if it takes my server, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to spin up. Yeah, this whole, you know, you can get it spun up and deployed in under an hour. Like, I'm not trying to combat like a nuclear fallout where I need to spin this up and get the information out. I'm fine if it takes a few minutes to spin up. But that's one of the things, you know, I think the new Forge does is it has a quicker spin up time on services. So, yeah. It's out there. I haven't really used a lot of it, but it's pretty looking. I'm not going to log into our interface and show you, but it is pretty looking. It's been a while since we've gotten a refresh.
I'll have to go check it out. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I feel like I've done some coding this week, and I really wanted to talk about, and man, everything just starts to muddle together for me.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I can't keep things straight in my head anymore.
I get that all the time, and it's frustrating. I was looking around, and I saw this pop up last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. There's a TrueSync out there that is supposed to make your PHP code asynchronous. They're currently at version 0.4, but it sounds very interesting as far as it. Having a full async API, trying to make fibers easier to use.
Fibers, okay. Because we have asynchronous solutions out there, right? We have React PHP, Swole.
Yep.
What's the other one? There's another one like Swole.
It was Swole or.
I keep wanting to say Franken PHP for some reason. I don't know why.
I should know it, and I'm drawing a blank right now. Oh,
yeah.
This is saying Proton in this here, but it's not what I was thinking of.
Not what I'm thinking at all. Come on, chat. I know you guys know what the other thing like Swole is. There were Swole and this other one was a big one. I was always a React PHP fan because it's just the first one I had stumbled upon. But yeah, so this is kind of like that?
Yeah. Okay. I believe so.
All right, cool.
It's just something to look into. I haven't done any sort of dive into it. It's just something this person is working on. And they're saying, I'm not looking to release this as quickly as possible, but they also feel it's kind of at a beta stage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or a beta version for production may arrive sooner than expected. So
yeah.
Sounds like they're trying to be smart. They're taking it slow, not trying to rush to get it released.
Roadrunner.
Yep.
Roadrunner was the other one. Yeah. And I don't think Roadrunner is like Swole in the sense. Yeah, I don't even remember what Roadrunner. Roadrunner was Go based, and I think that was more like, I think Roadrunner was more like FrankenPHP as far as it was a server, but I don't remember everything. Do you still use Reddit?
I do not.
You don't?
No, I've never used Reddit.
Yeah,
it's more of a
Reddit guy for a while.
It, for me, it's always been if a search result takes me there, I read it, but I tried. I just never, it was never my like go-to place to be part of a community.
So we have, I've been talking about my little venture into using N8N, which is this kind of Zapier, open source Zapier solution, which I struggled with for years to understand and get set up. And then I finally got it, you know, I spoke to somebody actually at Laracon, and they were just ranting and raving about it. I'm like, shit, I've got to figure this out. So I've been slowly building workflows, ideally, and I'm enjoying it. But one of the workflows I'm adding is we have a PHP Architect Reddit channel, and I'm working. As a matter of fact, you can see Ed Grover's community corners here because I'm working on a workflow that when it auto posts, it will create a Reddit entry as well. Just to, I don't particularly need people to subscribe to the Reddit. I'm not asking for that. I think it's the first time I've ever mentioned it. And I created it back in 2021. You see, like, there's a bunch. I was trying to do it every magazine release, and then I just stopped. I'm like, nobody's looking at this. I just stopped doing it. But yeah, I like services like this. I just don't know. There's only so much effort. Like, if I can automate it, I'll do it. But if I can't automate it, I'm not. Like, there's another. So I was a big Reddit person, and then what replaced that for me, I think it's Daily Dev. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily Dev. Daily Dev kind of replaced Reddit for me, and I really like Daily Dev. And there's a PHP Architect there, which I actively, you know, try to update every now and then, but I'm running out of patience with it because they have APIs that are, no, they don't have APIs you can use, but you can suggest feeds from companies to that they'll pull in an auto post, but you need a certain like reputation level to suggest a feed. And you can buy it. And I'm like, okay, fuck you guys. Like, if you're not going to give me APIs and you're not going to make it simple, I'm not going to worry about it. So I'm kind of falling out of love with it. Matter of fact, you see this streak up here. I think my biggest streak was 417 days. Oh, total read days. No, a long streak was 54 days. That means for 54 days, I went to the site. Not only did I go to the site, but I clicked on things to read. You can't, it doesn't just give you a point just for going to the site. So 54 days was my longest. And now I go like a couple times a week because I'm irritated by it and I just don't want to mess with it. But yeah, I try to get, you know, PHP Architect articles and stuff out there for people so that, you know, we don't force them, you know, so, just so it's there. But I don't know. I like doing this sort of stuff.
I happen to go look. My username is DiegoDev_John. So it's been that a while. Is since,
awesome.
So it's been a while since I've done anything in there. Although Duck Nizzle says their favorite email today is their Reddit email.
So why is that?
I'm assuming it's a summary of stuff that was posted.
Dig is having me. Yeah, I've looked at Dig. It's not that great. Yeah, I don't know if I know anything. So the craziest thing happened to me way back, way, way, way back. I had like one of these Forrest Gump sort of days where we were using Splunk at the place I was working. And Splunk was very young at the time. As a matter of fact, we were like one of the first big companies to use it. And I had to fight tooth and nail to get him in there because it just blew me away. Like, if you don't know what Splunk is, I mean, there's plenty of them now, but it's like a log aggregator that lets you search system logs and things for like errors. And I mean, it's kind of common now as far as the services that are out there. But when Splunk came around, I didn't know of nothing else like it. And it was founded by a Yahoo engineer, or like CTO or something like that, where, you know, Yahoo was just trying to find a solution. And, you know, that's what kicked this all off. So anyways, Splunk was having an event up in LA and had asked me, he said, hey, would you mind coming to this event? You don't need to speak. You know, you don't need to speak or anything. Just, you know, we'd like to have you get there and, you know, all that. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I went up there and, you know, LA, San Diego to LA is like, depending on traffic and everything, it's like a 2 to 3 hour drive, depending on where you're going in traffic. It's not terrible, but you definitely don't have to go up there and come back. And I had just started riding a motorcycle. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take my motorcycle up to LA. That'd be awesome. And I don't have to worry about traffic. And so I go up there. So California has lane splitting and lane filtering. They're two different things. Lane splitting is on a freeway. Cars are moving on a motorcycle. If cars slow down, you can actually drive between the cars. Lane splitting. Lane filtering is like a stop sign or a stoplight.
And you froze up again. Lane filtering at a stoplight. Motorcycles can split the lane all the way and go up to the front of the line so that when the light turns green, they go safer for them, keeps traffic moving. Great way to do it. Don't know where he was going with that, but that's what lane filtering is. And you are frozen in a very weird way, but he is gone. Man, he's back.
We really need to figure this out, dude.
Yeah.
It did that thing again where it like stop sharing this first off. Just stop. Wait, stop. Okay. Go back to this. Thank you. I heard you explaining filtering, and then that time you did actually freeze. So yeah. So anyways, but I was very new to writing and was not comfortable doing that. Drivers, and I know I was actually one of them. When I first moved to California, it pissed me off. Like, I see these guys on motorcycles come filter lane splitting. I'm like, the hell's wrong with this guy, you know? But then you realize, and I heard John mention it, it really is a safety thing. And once you understand that and understand why it's a safety thing, and even as somebody in a car, it benefits you, right? Because it gets all these small little vehicles out of your way. And everybody can get, you know, start moving up, and you don't have these, you know, onesie twosie motorcycles all over the place. So I say all that because I take the motorcycle up to LA, and I get there super early. I'm tying all this together, I promise. And like I said, it was like a Forrest Gump sort of day. So I'm there, and like there's nobody there, and I didn't realize I had gotten there that early. And there's this guy like setting up, and he was like, I thought he worked for Splunk at first, right? And I'm like, hey, I'm Eric. I'm from, you know, this place. And he's like, oh, yeah, and I feel so bad. I can't remember his name. I remembered it for so long, and I followed him really closely because I'm such and such from Reddit.
This is like 15 years ago. I hope you have a whole lot to apologize for.
He's like, yeah, I'm this person from Reddit. I'm like, no kidding. I kind of know about it. And back then, Dig was huge. And Reddit was like, you know, like there. And it's like, is Reddit going to replace Dig sort of thing? And I'm like, no kidding. You know, I've heard of you guys. You guys have a great site. And it's really basic. I'm like, what do you do? He goes, oh, yeah, I manage all the servers. I'm like, oh. He goes, I said, how big is your team? He goes, yeah, I manage all the servers. And in early Reddit days, I mean, they were known for like going down a lot because they were just getting way more traffic than they could handle. And, you know, they weren't doing a lot of monetization. They weren't bringing in a lot of money. So they really didn't have a lot of dough. And they were just a skeleton crew. And he was one of the coolest guys to talk to. You could tell he didn't get a lot of sleep. But he was very friendly, nice, and all. So ever since then, I've been a fan of him and of Reddit and really kind of leaned heavily into Reddit. And like I said, it continues to be like one of those Forrest Gump days. So this was being held at like this hotel that was on the edge of like Beverly Hills. I think technically it might even be been called the Beverly Hills.
Aye, aye, aye. Problem is, his stories are too long. And when he freezes, we're in the middle and I don't know where to go with it. Something about Forrest Gump. I know that much. All right, Eric, I know you'll be back here in a second. We really got to figure this issue out. He's back.
I just don't know what to do. Yes, it was about Forrest Gumpy. Yes, I long stories. I get it. Yeah. Anyways, I at lunch we walk out and Dave Chappelle is in the lobby, just like hanging out, which was really cool. And this was before he had really blown up, and he was famous enough where people knew who he was. And then I'm going to try to be quicker here. After the thing, I'm getting ready to drive home, and a guy is like, "Hey, I see you at the ballpark." I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." He goes, "Oh, we're all going over to the Dodgers. We're in the playoffs." He's like, "We're all going over to Dodger Stadium. They have a suite." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." They're like, "Oh, I just figured since you worked at the place you work, you were invited." I'm like, "No. I'm like, it's fine. I got to get home." And I was actually walking out, and my spunk guy walks up. He goes, hey. He goes, "We got to get going. You know, the game's starting in about a half hour." And I'm like, "Dude, I don't know what I heard what you guys are doing, but nobody said anything to me." He goes, "Here." Oh, and he hands me a ticket. He goes, "Here, take this." He goes, "Just get over to the stadium." And this is terrible LA driving, because it was after work and traffic was all gnarled up. And I'm sitting on my motorcycle in traffic. And I'm like, and people are lane splitting left and right. I'm like, I kind of want to lane split, but I wasn't comfortable enough riding yet. And this guy pulls up in a big gold wing. He stops next to me. He's lane splitting and he stops. He looks at me. He looks around. He goes, "Come on." It just goes forward. And I just like get behind him and start following him. I'm like, "This is awesome." And then when I got to Ellie's, the Dodgers stadium is like on top of this gorge, right? And like, it's a horrible stadium to get to, and it's this massive hill, and I'm like dying. Like, I'm at the very bottom of the hill. I'm like, "I'm not going to make it up this hill," because it's like, just stop, go. I'm like, "I'm not going to be able to hold this bike," because I have a bigger motorcycle. I'm like, "I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to hold this bike up." And I just keep trying to, go up. And then all of a sudden this like golf cart starts driving up next to me, and it's a Dodger person. He looks at me, he goes, "What are you doing, man?" I'm like, "I going to the game." He goes, "Yeah, drive your motorcycle up here." And it's like, "Wait, we have special lanes? All right." So yeah, I got to watch a playoff game. It's the first time I'd been in a suite at a baseball game. And
imagine those two people don't look at you and talk to you that way. You never would have made it to the game.
No, I would have never done half that stuff that day. So it was great, man. I had like I said, it was like a Forrest Gump sort of day. Like, how did all that awesome stuff happen to me in one day?
That's so cool.
I don't think I've ever told you that story.
But I won't tell anybody that you told me.
Oh, have I told you that story?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We are running along, so I do want to get going. We talked about Alive and Kicking a few times, but I also want to call out Scott Keck Warren. He has his new, not Community Corner. Whoop. Bastard.
I clicked it, and then I saw you done it, so I tried not doing it, and I like put it back and let go, and it still did it.
He does do educational videos for us as well as blog posts, and this has got to be one of the best ones he's done so far. It's just, you've seen a lot of these breakdowns of what's coming up in the latest release of 8.5, because there's some really cool stuff. And he's done this. So this is live on our website today as well in the blog section. So yeah, make sure you give Scott a holler. He really does work hard to get videos, not only the Community Corner stuff he's doing, he writes in the magazine for Community Corner, which is great that he brought that back. But he also does these educational videos, and he just does a bang up job with it. So thanks, Scott, for all your work.
Yes. Thank you, bud. All right.
I think that's it. Let's see if I can, before I freeze again, let me see if I can get the outro going. You good, man?
I'm good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. See you next week.
This has been PHP Podcast, the official podcast of PHP Architect, the industry's leading tech magazine and publisher focused on PHP and web development. Subscribe today at phparch.com to see what the leaders in the community and industry are talking about.